As Federal News Radio first reported in September, DOD CIO Terry Takai has directed every DOD component to deliver up plans that would begin migrating their users to enterprise email no later than the first quarter of 2015. Those plans are due on her desk by January 3rd of next year. The Navy and Marine Corps have long resisted the idea of joining up with a cloud-based email system operated by the Defense Information Systems Agency. They argue they've had a cost-effective enterprise email system of their own for more than a decade. And Robert Scott Jack, the Marine Corps' deputy CIO, says they're responding to the Takai memo by calculating how much it would cost them to make the move.
Right now, Mr. Terry Halverson and the senior staff at the Department of the Navy, we are heads down with our pencils sharpened to do a business case analysis to understand the compare and contrast and the cost, the business case of going to the defense enterprise email. And that work is going on right now, so I would be premature in saying what the conclusions are, but that will define for the Department of the Navy and for the Marine Corps the path ahead towards our involvement in the defense enterprise email.
I asked Jack whether the Marine Corps considered it a valid option to stay out of enterprise email despite the directive. He demurred.
We are going to consider all options that are contained in the business case so that we understand what the fiscal and the mission assurance attributes are that are going to be nascent to a naval response to that question.
In the September memo, Takai also designated enterprise email as a core service of the Joint Information Environment, a single set of networking standards, enterprise services, and security standards that all the military services will eventually converge to. And from the point of view of the JIE Executive Committee, the Pentagon's senior governing body for the effort, there are no excuses for not moving to enterprise email, at least according to one of its three members. Lieutenant General Mark Bowman is the CIO for the Pentagon's joint staff. He addressed the issue a week after Takai sent the memo out.
On the 5th of September, Mr. Takai sent out a memo that directed all the services and agencies to come up with a plan on how they're going to implement enterprise email if they haven't already done so within 120 days. And there's no escape clause.
From the point of view of the Navy and Marine Corps, there is good reason to suspect that moving to DOD's email system right away could be an uneconomical decision. The Navy Department signed a contract with HP this summer that will reorganize the contract structure of their outsourced legacy enterprise network, the Navy Marine Corps Intranet. A bid protest to that action was upheld by the Government Accountability Office earlier this month. Under the Next Generation Enterprise Network, the Navy will own its network and have it operated by contractors. The Marine Corps has already transitioned to a fully government-owned and operated network. In both cases, the branches have already figured out their enterprise approaches to email and dozens of other services. And even before NGEN, the two maritime services handled IT as an enterprise-wide construct for a decade under NMCI. That's a distinction from the Army and Air Force, who, up until very recently, had services like email operated by individual posts, camps, and stations. But now that the Marine Corps owns and runs its own IT infrastructure, Jack says it's busy trying to unify it under an architecture called the Marine Corps Enterprise Network. And he says the service is also fully committed to the Joint Information Environment.
The Marine Corps Enterprise Network strategy, the MCEN Unification Plan, are our campaign plan and tactical land navigation waypoints to getting to JIE compliance. Our position, our public position on this is that we will deliver the architecturally concordant and compliant configurations to meet the JIE standards so that Marines anywhere on the globe can consume enterprise core services, have the command and control elements necessary for them to prosecute their particular mission at a time and place of their choosing, or of the National Command Authority's tasking.
Jack says that convergence around standards and commercial technologies is an absolute must. He says the days of big military-specific green boxes for communication are over, and they need to be over. He cited one realization from ongoing studies at the Marine Corps Combat Development Command. Under the current way of doing business, battlefield communication systems consume an absurd amount of energy.
Scary piece of information is coming out of those studies, and that is the heavy dependency on fossil fuel POLs to power a MAGTAF. Now, obviously, an amphib fleet getting forward is going to consume a bunch of POL. But the second greatest consumer of energy and a demand signal placed on our POL and our heavy lift requirements is our C4 infrastructure that goes forward with the MAGTAF. So in the 21st century, we got to get a handle on that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.